We're doing Parashat Vayera. We saw in the end of last week's parasha that Avraham Avinu had a circumcision as per God's commandment. And our parasha begins, Vayera, Elav Hashem, Hashem appeared to him, Be'elonim, Mamre, in the flat plains of Mamre. We know Mamre was one of his friends who he had a treaty with, V'yoshev betachol kechom hayom, and Avram was sitting at the entrance to his tent. It is the heat of the day, and here we see that one of the traits of the Ribbon Shalom is that God visits the sick. We know we are supposed to emulate God. One of the mitzvot of the Torah is v'alachta b'drachav, go in God's ways. So here we see one of God's traits is that He visits the sick. Our sages tell us that this day was the third day of Avram's illness, and God came to see what he needed. That's Bikur Cholim. You see what the sick person needs. Why does the Pasuk say it was as the heat of the day? So our sages tell us that Avram was always busy taking in guests, and he didn't leave the work of taking in the guests to all his servants. He himself was busy doing that. And God said, I don't want my Avram to be busy. He's an old man. He just had a circumcision. So God took the sun out of its encasing, so to speak, so that it would be very hot, people wouldn't be traveling around, and Avram would not be bothered. Yes, sir.
Wouldn't Hashem know Avram's ways? And if yes, why did he just make himself more?
How did he make himself more? Because he didn't have guests.
No, because he put out the sun, so he had.
So there is an opinion that says that sun was also healing for him. Shemesh tzedakah u'mafibich nafea. I guess that helped. What?
According to,
I don't remember where though. It was a long time ago.
Yes, sir.
So according to the opinion that we just heard, Hashem should have known that Abraham were not going to the house just because.
So he got another mitzvah. Let's see. Avram lifted his eyes and saw, and behold, there were three people standing upon him. And Avram saw this. He ran towards them from the entrance of the tent, and he bowed to the ground. He saw three people. These three people are the angels, Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Michael came to tell Sarah that she was going to be pregnant. Raphael came to heal Avram. Gabriel went to overturn Sodom. The angels have their names corresponding to the works that they do. Michael is the angel of the Jewish people. He came and told Sarah, things are going to be good. Michael, Mikamo Chakel. He keeps recounting who is like you, God. Raphael, he comes to heal, so he points out, Refuah Kel, the healing is really from God, it's not from me. Gabriel, he's going to overturn Sodom, the power, he's got might. Gabriel, the power is yours, God, it's not my own. Nitzavim Alav, so they walked the way respectable people walk. The greatest was in the middle, and then the one who was one under him to his right, and the lowest one on the left. That's the way Derech Eretz is. When you walk with a rabbi, the rabbi's in the middle, the guy who's next in line goes to his right, and the guy who's lower goes to his left. Oh, look at Rashi. So, Michael was in the middle. Michael is the one that's going to tell Sarah there's going to be a Jewish people. Gabriel was to his right. He has the might. He's overturning Sodom. And Raphael is to the left. It says twice, Vayar, in the Pasuk. Twice that he saw. What does it mean? He saw and then he ran. Initially, he saw them approaching. They saw that he is in pain. They said, it's not their Eretz to come and bother him. So he saw that they're thinking of leaving. They see him all bandaged up. So he ran towards them. Vayomar, and he said, good question. Maybe in our parsha class we'll do that. Vayomar, and Avram said, Adonai, imna matzatichen beinecha al natavo malavdecha. Either this is a reference to God, or it's a reference to these visitors. If it's a machlokes, if I find favor in your eyes, please do not pass. Who was he talking to? Yes, sir. Correct, because he's talking to the most respected one and he figures the others will come along. So the simple understanding is that he's talking to God. Please don't pass. I have to go do this mitzvah of Achnasos Orchim. You see that God is different than mankind. In mankind, if you're speaking to someone who's respectable, you don't dare tell him, hey, wait a second, I'll be right back. That's chutzpah. With God, for some reason, that's okay. Avram could say that. Okay. What? What?
Why is it simple pshat that he was talking to Hashem?
I didn't say that's a simple pshat. That's one opinion. That's what Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav in the Gemara. Yukach namehat mayim, let there be taken a little bit of water, v'rachatzu aglechem, you'll wash your feet, v'ishanu tachteitz, and then you could lean here under the tree. Yes, sir.
So, there's three men coming and he tells them, what is the basis for Rav Yehuda's opinion?
What's bothering you?
The three people coming and he tells them,
he's talking to God.
What, God is not about to pass.
He's saying, God, I have to deal with the angels, with these guests. Please don't leave. Let me do achnas sarchem, and then I want to continue talking to you. So, Avram is dealing with the guests, and he's dealing with them at a time where it's very difficult for him to deal. And as wages, as a reward for what he did, God paid back his children in the desert. Avram runs to bring them meat, so God brought the Jewish people meat in the desert. Avram brings them bread, so God gave us man in the desert. Avram was standing to see what they needed, God was standing to see what we needed. Avram, God was standing by the rock when it came time to bring water from the rock. Avram went to accompany them to when they were leaving. God accompanied the Jewish people with Amud Anan and Amud Esh. Avram said, let there be taken water. So God had the water be brought through messenger, through Moshe. It wasn't given directly from God. The man came down from heaven. The other things came directly. But the water, which he said, let there water be taken for you, it was through messenger. That also the Jewish people got through a messenger. Yes, sir.
I thought it's interesting that the water came indirectly through a messenger, as since we know that Kiyo Hashem Mavteach, right, which is the acronym for the five different things that Hashem controls directly. One of them is rainfall. So then, why would Hashem, if one of them is directly rainfall, why would Hashem do it through a messenger?
Good question. I don't know. I have to think about it. I'm not sure I'll know even if I think about it. But right now, I don't know. So Avram tells them, please come wash your feet. So why does he tell them wash your feet? Because he's worried maybe they will worship the dust on their feet. So our sages say that he was punished for not trusting them. He was punished for suspecting maybe they're idol worshippers. And the punishment was that from him came Yishmael, whose offsprings were the Arabs who did worship the dust on their feet. The kafat lechem, I will take bread. V'sa'adu libchem achal tavo, eat a little bit and then you'll be satiated and then you'll pass on. Kelken avaltem al avadechem, because you know you passed by me, might as well enjoy a little bit. So the angels say, okay, do as you've said. And this, here we see the traits of tzaddikim. They say a little, they do a lot. He says, I'll bring you some bread. He brings them bread. He brings them butter. He brings them meat. He brings them tongue. He brings them everything. But when he's offering, he offers a little, and then he gives much more than he offered. The Rishayim, the wicked, are the exact opposite. They say they'll do a lot and they end up doing a little. So, what do they tell him right away? Yeah, fine. They concede. By Lot, they argue. We don't want to come in. From here we learn derech eretz. When you're accosted by a great person, so you don't argue. When a simple person asks you, he wants you to do you a favor or something like that, derech eretz is you don't agree right away. So Lot says, come, let me have you over for a meal. And they say, no, don't bother, don't bother. That's their cheretz, that's the way a person is supposed to behave, provided that it's a small person. But if it's a big person, then you don't refuse. The same thing is true when you're asked to go and be a chazan. If one of the guys asks you, so their cheretz is you don't rush over. But if it's an honored, if it's a respected person, then you don't argue. You go right away. Vayomer Avram Oela El Sarah. So Avram rushes to the tent to Sarah. Vayomer, and he said, Mahari, which could mean sift. Shlorsim Kemachsolet, the volume of 3 se'ah, which is a huge volume, of fine flour. Lushi, knead it, Vasiu got, and make them cakes. So why does he tell her sift fine flours? Because the nature of a woman is that she'll skim. He's having guests. Maybe she'll make him the cheap bread. The nature of a woman is that she's more watchful over spending money. So Avram tells her, do me a favor, make fine bread for them. Take the flour and make fine flour. So here we see two things. A, we see that even great tzaddikot like Sarah Imenu, that will be her nature. And B, we see that the husband can ask her to do differently. You see, Avram asked her to give the fine stuff to the guests. She didn't put up a fight, but he also knew he had to ask. So we have to learn both aspects. Yes, sir?
Why did he have to tell her the whole process of making
cakes? Excellent question. Excellent question. I don't know. Ve'labakar atz Avraham. Avram ran to the kennel. Vaykach ben bakar. He took a young calf. Rach vatov, soft and good. Vayten el anar, he gave it to the lad. Vaymeher la'asot oto, and he rushed to prepare it.
Why by the water it was thick? He sent a messenger. This he did.
There are midrashim, but on the surface, I don't know. Vayikach chema pasuk ches. Vayikach chema, he takes something to smear on the bread, some kind of fat or something, v'chalav, and milk, uven habakar asher asa, and the young calf that he made, v'yiten lifnehem, he gave it before them, v'umed aleim tachtei tzva yochelu, and he's standing to serve them under the tree, and they eat. So why didn't he bring the bread? So that day, Sarah had her period, and Avram was always careful to eat his food in purity. In the days of the sages, people would stay away from Anita. They wouldn't even walk on the same earth that she walked. She'd have her own tent, she'd stay in her own place, and they kept a very big distance. So now that Sarah is going to have a child again, so her whole system starts working again. And on that day, she has her period, and when Avram comes to the tent, she says, stay away, I'm Anita. And so he also didn't have the bread to give them, because whatever she made was defiled. It happened that the great sages, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Tzadok, were sitting at a party, the wedding of Rabbi Gamliel's son. And Rabbi Gamliel was standing serving them. So Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yoshua, Yoshua, how could it be that Rabbi Gamliel, he's the leader, he's the Nasi, he's standing here and he's giving us to drink? So Rabbi Yoshua answered him, he said, we see that even greater people than him served others. Avram was the Gadol Ador. Avram was the great man of the generation. And yet it says that he was standing serving them. And maybe you'll say he saw them as angels. No. As far as Avram was concerned, they were Arabs. That's what he saw. So certainly, us, we're not Arabs. There's nothing wrong with the fact that Rabbi Gamliel, when we're at his party, he's pouring us the drinks, he's serving us. That's fine. In general, we don't ask Rabbi Gamliel to do our dirty work for us. But if we're his guests, so we see that when Avram had guests, he also served them. Vayochelu, the angels ate. Angels don't eat. So our sages say here we see the concept that don't be different. The angels are here on earth. They make believe they're eating. It looks like they're eating. Moshe goes up to Shemayim, so he spends 40 days and 40 nights. He doesn't eat. Wherever you are, behave like the people of the locale. You walk into a place where everyone behaves a certain way, don't be different. Vayomru elav. So the angels say to Avram, Ayei Sarah ishtecha, where is Sarah your wife? Vayomer hinei ba'ol. So Avram says, you know, she's in the tent. Why are they asking about Sarah? Well, they want Avram and Sarah to have kids, so they have to help Shalom Bayis here. Avram and Sarah, they have a good relationship. But it always helps to point out to a husband what a good wife he has. So the angels ask Avram, where's Sarah? So Avram says, oh, she's in a tent. She's a modest woman. And they're helping Avram realize how modest his wife is. When they ask, where's Sarah, what are they indicating? You know, we're Arabs. We're used to sitting at meals with men, women, everyone sitting together. Where's your wife? Why are you sitting here alone? So he tells him, no. My wife, she's in the tent. He thinks for himself, hey, you know what? Not all wives are in the tent. I'm lucky. I got a wife that's modest. So you tell yourself, Avram is such a great person. He has to be reminded the virtues of his wife. The answer is yes. Even great people can be brought to have more fondness for their spouse if they are shown the uniqueness of their spouse. Sometimes we take it for granted. We're used to living on that level. Avram's used to that level of modesty. So the angels talk as though, wait a second, why are we eating without the woman? So Avram says, no. My wife, she's in the tent. Yes, sir. Why are they asking for the wife? Our sages say they came to benching. And they said, you know, we're benching. We're benching over her cup. Let's send her the cup. And Chazal tell us, well, Avram Avinu, when you eat in his house, he tells you, now that you've eaten, let's thank God. So Avram teaches them how to bench. And now that they're benching, so they honor benching with a cup of wine. And when they finish benching, they want to send it to Sarah. Because we have on tradition that the cup that you bench over has special virtues. It helps have children. That's brought in halacha. So Sarah is supposed to have children now. They want to send her the cup from benching. And here we see that the honor of the woman is to be at home. She's not supposed to be all around. Everyone isn't supposed to know, there's so-and-so. Sarah's in the tent. And here we will have to pause for tonight.